Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. It's Cheyenne. I'm going to give a disclaimer right now. I have a cough, okay? It comes out of nowhere and it does weird shit. But that's my disclaimer for the whole episode. Maybe Travis could have edited out my cough in hindsight. Anyway, we are here.
Don't face me.
With the special guest.
Hi. I don't know where to look.
You can look wherever you want. You can look at us. All these are cameras.
Okay, hello.
But honestly, we usually just look at each other.
Perfect. I look at the camera.
Look at the camera.
I don't want to look at them. You just like started like, hello, and I was like, where should
I look at that one? Where are you looking at?
But yeah, sometimes so I stare at these big white lights. Camera. Oh, don't ask me.
Oh my God. Okay, so our special guest's name is Jaira. Am I saying it?
Yes, that's Jaira. Perfect. Jaira.
Is it biblical?
It is biblical.
Like Jehovah?
Yeah, Jehovah Jireh. There's like that
told
song.
You. I'm sorry. I keep hitting you in your arm.
I listened to the song on the way here.
Yeah,
that's
fact.
We were talking about it.
That song. Yeah, no, that's the song. And it was funny because I was at church one time and like the song played last. And you know like when you're at church and the last song that plays, they like, yes. Oh, and Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. And they were talking about it for so long. And then they were like, okay, now introduce yourself to your neighbor. And I was like, and it was like Katie or like should I just be like hi I'm Jaira. She was like the song that we just sang and I was
that,
like yes
like yes man like it's a sign thing. It's a sign from God. I love
she's like
that.
What is God trying to tell me through meeting you?
No, you're like a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
I'm
right
a
now.
Blessing. I love it. Yeah. Okay, so Jaira is our special guest. Jaira is a pageant queen. Is that like a good yes. description?
I never know. There's so many ways, like beauty queen, pageant girl.
What do you prefer?
What would you call yourself?
I would just say I'm a pageant girl. Pageant girl.
You're not a pageant queen. Girl. You're a latest title.
Right?
You are Miss Earth USA. Water.
Yes.
And I'm trying to understand
what
why,
that
water.
Why they did it like that. Why?
Yeah, I was wondering what type of, yeah.
So I'll explain. Okay, it's complicated. So basically, there's an international pageant. So the Miss Earth USA system was invented to go to an international level. So you go to Vietnam for like, oh my gosh, like 5 or 6 weeks, and you compete. If you win Miss Earth USA, nothing. That's it, just Miss Earth USA. Okay. So there's elemental titles when you get to the international level. So this they crown fire, water. It's like Avatar. Like Eco. So it's like different the top elements. Five courts. So everyone that's in the top five.
So you're water.
I'm water, which is the second runner-up, basically. And then first runner-up is air. Air?
I love that she said it's elements. Avatar.
No, it's literally Avatar.
Because it's like the different elements of the Earth.
And it works because, I mean, being in a, like in the top five in an international pageant or at a national pageant is like a really hard thing to do, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's difficult. And so they want to acknowledge that, like, you are still totally valid in being who you are, and, like, you are going to be able to be, like, to represent the organization. And so they give you, like, your title to be a national representative for the organization. So you still get to continue all the work that you have with your environmental platforms and things like that. So it's really nice. It's really nice.
Awesome. Okay, let's back up.
Okay.
When did you start pageants, or how old were you?
Oh, I was 14 going on 15.
I thought you were about to say four.
I thought you were going to say four. Oh, wow.
But I wish I started at four because I did watch Toddlers and Tiaras. And
I was like, where I was about to ask girl. You.
You know what I'm talking about? They do the little faces.
And they have the flippers. I was obsessed with that show.
They do because their teeth are all janked up. Yeah. You know, y'all have kids.
Yeah. Y'all have kids. Y'all know how their teeth look. I was obsessed with Toddlers and Tiaras.
I love such a fun show. I judged a pageant that was like a glitz pageant. And I kid you not, the mom was on stage with her infant. And like, they had puppets in the background. Like, ha, ha, ha. And like, she was holding the baby up. It was so funny.
That is crazy.
I remember watching that show with you a lot.
I was obsessed.
It's so fun. Honestly, when Cheyenne had Ryder, I mentally prepared myself to be a pageant aunt.
Yeah.
And I was going to be like, they'd be like, who's that emo stoic woman in the corner and all black?
Over there like, oh, yeah, like, everybody in my family thought I was going to make Ryder like this pageant baby because I was obsessed with the show.
That's so funny. Like,
beyond obsessed.
Do you still think about putting Ryder in a pageant?
Ryder,
not laugh.
I don't know if Ryder and pageant mix per se. Yeah. I think Ryder and like high action, like chasing, karate, like you know. I don't really.
Don't see her up there.
Did you see her when she walked in New York Fashion Week? She was like. She passed the girl. She did not follow the rules at all. She made her own runway.
She did her own thing.
I don't know if we're ready for pageant world yet. Maybe at 14.
Yeah, 14 is a good age. But I mean,
see Ryder doing pageants.
Yeah,
I'll be the mom in the back going crazy.
No,
but you get invested. Like pageant moms are no joke. It's real deal. Like it's like you're doing the pageant too.
I understand that.
When you were 14, was it something that was brought up to you? Was it something that you researched and looked into? And was like, hey, mom, this is something that I would love to do.
Yeah. So
how did that go?
The first pageant I did was National American Miss, and they had a really good like reference program. So someone that I knew had done a pageant with them, and they sent me this really official letter. I felt like a celebrity. They were like, we want you. And I was like, okay. I took my role. I was like, I'm ready. So we went to this casting call, and they like interviewed us and everything. And then they're like, okay, like you're good. Like you can come and do the pageant. And it was my first ever pageant. I had no idea what I was doing. I was like basically wearing a prom dress for like my evening gown. But it was so much fun. Like the friends I made and the experiences I had were just so one of a kind. I was able to have so many like invaluable skills like instilled in me that I didn't really realize I needed as a young woman growing up.
Right.
It was super, super cool. I was second runner up, which was fun. So I qualified to go to nationals. And then I ended up winning like the whole national pageant, which was so crazy because it was like, it was a surreal dream. Like, it was so exciting.
Really fast,
And that was your first experience in a pageant.
Yeah, my first experience in a pageant. And then I got to travel all over the United States, like, going to different state pageants. And that's when I created my nonprofit, Stay Gorgeous Girls, because I wanted to just, I wanted to have a message when I was going to these different states and meeting different people. And that was super important to me because confidence was something that pageants gave me a lot of, so...
That was my other question. I was like, doing pageants, has it brought you so much confidence? Especially at 14. I feel like that's an age where you're learning yourself. So for you to take that on is amazing.
It was definitely challenging being like a 14-year-old girl. Like, I mean, we've all been there. Yeah. It's like me. It was nerve-wracking because, like, you kind of measure yourself, even before social media, because social media wasn't really a thing back then. Like, no, people were posting, like, pictures of flowers on Instagram.
Right.
Like, with, like, a really bad filter.
Yes. Like, go on your Tumblr page.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I was screenshots of, like, Pinterest and, like, posting them on Instagram. But but you measure people even still. Like, that was still a thing, like, in person. Even so, it was almost even more intimidating. But it was like when I realized that it doesn't really matter like who you're measured next to, it's more about what you offer. Like, you're in competition with yourself. Like, you're not competing against these girls. You're not like trying to be better than anyone else. You're just trying to be the best version of yourself, and whatever that looks like in whatever stage and area of life you're in. And that like really, really helped me to like understand like what it means to be confident. Because like, if I'm putting out my best self like all the time, then I'm gonna feel like my self-esteem is high. I'm gonna feel good about myself. And then additionally, like, I was able to practice something so much. Like, you have to practice offstage all the time. Like, or even now that I do swim, like, as a miss, like, you have to work out, like, all the time and, like, make sure you feel comfortable on stage in your bikini. And, like,
swimsuit.
And so, like, all of those things, additionally, like, having that structure and pouring your energy into things that, you know, you're good at or things that you're able to kind of excel in also additionally, like, helps me feel more confident too.
What's your talent?
So there's like we were talking about this for a little bit. You're like, there's this so many pageants. So I did Miss America system for a really long time, and then I switched into Miss Volunteer America, and those pageants have talent system.
Miss Volunteer America.
I know. So what is so the difference confusing. Between? So this one doesn't have a talent portion. I usually I worded that so well. Usually I say this pageant doesn't have talent, but like I don't mean it that way. Like I'm saying like they don't have a talent competition.
I love it.
But when I do have a talent, I sing. So I sang and played the piano to like someone like you for a talent, and then I just recently did the Miss Sweetheart pageant, which is when I don't even know how, but I won overall talent, which was crazy. I was like not expecting that at all because
the girls are so talented. Right. I'm like doing my research. I feel like I couldn't even see all these things. So this is amazing.
No, the girls are so good. Like there was like an opera singer, like dancers doing like flips and stuff on stage. Like those girls, I love them. They have my heart. They're the sweetest girls ever. It was the best pageant. But yeah, I sang and it was super, super, super fun.
Do you sing the same song?
It depends. Like, when I was younger, I sang and played the piano at the same time, and then my coaches were like, it's a little distracting because we don't know if we're judging your piano skills or if we're judging your singing skills. Yeah. And so I switched after that to doing, like, pageant talent. Singing is, like, usually some, like, weird Broadway song.
Yeah. So okay, like, I was going to ask, like,
what is your song?
What is your song?
Yeah. That's not me. So, again, you got to be your authentic self, and I just sing, like, whatever song I feel like, but I sing Rise Up by Andra Day, and it kind of changes. Like, honestly, you just need to pick a song that showcases your vocal abilities while still being able to have, like, a high note in a song or, like, a climax that's like, oh, like, this like is that the part. That was like, it.
Yeah.
That's your moment. Like, or you can do the hand motions and you're like,
in a story.
She's going to see her eyes go.
I love it.
She said she practices like, a lot of things.
Can we get some extra, like, clips of you singing, maybe, that we can add up to our Instagram? I think that'd be great.
I'll send you them. That's awesome.
In the pageant world, like, there has to, for... In my head, there has to be, like, an ultimate goal that every pageant person has. That they're like, this is the goal. This is how I know I have completed my pageant life and I did it. What is the goal?
It's so different for everyone. I think most people, like, want to be Miss Universe or want to be, like, Miss Earth. Like, you know, they're so different. Because, like, the highest title you can win is Miss Earth. So, like, if you start out, your goal is to win. So you start out on a local level. It's, like, very small. So first you have a local title, state title, country, then overall. All the countries, like, international.
And Miss Earth. So there's, like, Miss Globe versus Miss Earth. Like,
yeah, there's different. So those are different systems. There's, like, Miss United States system, Miss America, Miss Volunteer America, Miss Globe, Miss Earth, Miss...
So in the one you're in, you're saying the highest title you can achieve is Miss Earth.
So that is usually people go in with that goal of, I want to win Miss Earth. And it's crazy because if you go to even, like, the same, this is for Miss USA, like, the really popular one that, like, Mm-hmm. You only get one try. Like, once you have your state title and you go to Miss USA, if you don't win Miss USA, you can't go back and try again. Like, you're done. That's it. Because, it, like, technically, I think some states let you compete for another state, but once you're that title, you can never hold it again because it's just, like, that's what, that's kind of, like, it's the like, beauty of it. Here's your time.
You already had it.
Then it's, like, how amazing is it that, like, on your first try, like, you were able to just go and win, like, Miss Universe. That's why it's such a big deal because you can't go back, you know? Yeah. Like, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, which I feel like puts that stake in it, and that's, like, usually the overarching goal. But I think for me, I really just enjoy performing. I enjoy being on stage. I enjoy making new friends, meeting people. Like, I swear I could go to any state now and I would have a friend there. Yeah, and I love that.
I like that.
Like, it's so fun. And also just, it allows me to have this great platform and this great, like, ability to be able to share, like, what I'm passionate about and about my platform and different things like that. And so it's just really, really cool that I'm able to do that. And so that's usually my goal, is just to have fun and enjoy. And my mom is like, sometimes like, okay, but you can't always do the pageants to have fun. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, winning is cool too, but like, don't win, it's okay, you know, like, it's okay. So
are you training right now for a pageant?
So no, not right now. I think I may or may be in a state of like retiring.
I was gonna say,
if this is you've got Miss Earth and this is the second, or like the chapter, or like the organization you're in.
Yeah.
Can you go to another organization and like keep going on from there? Or is it like
what's the one that's popular? Miss USA?
Miss USA, Miss America. I would say Miss America just recently happened and they just crowned a new winner, which was really exciting. But I am just trying to focus on more like different paths of life. Like, I'm applying to medical school right now, and so I have a med interview, another one on Tuesday, so I, like, or Monday, I need to, like, keep prepping for that, and I'm gonna go to medical school in the fall. So, honestly, like, I really think that God kind of did exactly what he needed to do with me not, like, being Miss Earth USA because of the fact that it would be so difficult to then continue going to medical school and trying to figure out how to go to Vietnam for 6 weeks or wherever,
you know. Other missions, other things that God has planned for you.
Exactly. So I think it worked out exactly how it was supposed to, and I'm really grateful for that because, like, science and medicine is, like, super my passion. Like, I love learning. Like, I love lifelong learning, and I think that I'm just excited to continue that path and see.
Yeah. How did you balance school and pageant life? Because you've graduated
from Biola.
Yes, I did. Oh my gosh, you guys looked me up.
You were working on it. And I feel like you were
on your page, and I'm just waiting to get to that part. I'm waiting till we get all this other fancy stuff done so we get to the nitty gritty.
How's dating?
Balancing. That's a pageant question too. You're like my pageant interviewer. They ask that all the time. I don't know sometimes. That's like the honest answer. I just do it. Like, if you have a passion for something, like, you're gonna make time for it. Like,
yeah,
that's
how I feel.
You're gonna make it happen. And sometimes it's really hard. Like, you know, you cry in the shower, you do what you
gotta
do.
That never stops in life.
But it does it.
We're still crying in the shower.
But I feel
all the way to the shower. No.
In the shower. Get out of the shower.
Drying myself.
And but it works out so well, like, because those are the things that I feel like are the most worth it at the end, you know, where you see, like, dang, like, I put all these pieces together, and even though, like, some of them were broken and some of them were lost, like, I figured out how to make it work. And so I think that's what I've been able to do. I'm also super schedule oriented. Like, I love a good planner. I love a good, like, highlighting, like, scratching out, doing
making
all that.
Sure you're getting
that really
done.
Helps. Yeah. I've been trying to tell the kids that I nanny, like, you got to make a schedule. Like, it's really helpful. Like, time by time.
Do you think the training that you received from pageant life has, to me, it seems like it's obviously translated into, like, your studies and just how you handle yourself or handle your life. For someone who wants to get into pageant world, like, what's a piece of advice, either from the standpoint of a parent or
the actual person or just like, I know you have a sister. So it's like, Cheyenne had a moment where she was curious and was like, I would like to do a pageant. Yeah. And it's just like, what is the best way to either support a person or get your foot in the door? Like,
yeah, I say just start small, kind of. I am the co-owner of like Miss National American Teen and Collegiate, which is a super small like national pageant, but it's good because you're able to kind of learn the basic skills of what it means to be in a pageant because there's a lot of aspects to it. You have evening gown, you have fun fashion sometimes, interviews, swimwear, or fitness competition aspect. So there are a lot of moving parts, and it kind of hits you at it like with like a truck. You're like, oh, okay, like I have a lot going on. So I think starting with a small system is best, one that outlines everything for you to be able to stay organized with it, but also just like, just Google, like, you know, what are close pageants nearby? And, like, kind of just start. Like, you learn by trial and error. Like, I told you my first pageant dress was, like, a prom dress. And now this last pageant dress that I had was, like, a beautiful, like, custom-made gown. So, like, you kind of, like, there's levels to it. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, like, start small and not overwhelm yourself and just kind of look up pageants that are age-appropriate because there's so many pageants. Make sure you find one that fits your personality because each system's so different. Like, maybe you don't care about the environment and you don't – I mean – like that sounds bad, but actually have an environmental cause or platform that you're passionate about, so then I don't recommend Miss Earth. Maybe you don't love like strutting down the stage like runway style, so then I wouldn't recommend UCI. Like maybe you don't have a talent, so don't do Miss America. So like just look up the systems where your skills would shine best. Like if you're good at interviewing, do a system that doesn't have a 2-minute interview. Do a system that has like a 10-minute interview and has a higher score.
So you really have to make sure into it that you're doing your research. To see what you, like you said, what you shine at.
But like also start small, like because a lot of girls' confidence can be shot, especially at a younger age, from doing a competitive, like big national system. So just start with a small pageant where the girls are going to be friendly. It's everyone's first time. Nobody knows what they're doing.
Yeah,
because that's when it's so fun.
Same level.
Yeah.
Do you mentor or coach
people,
little people, or ones who are looking to get into the pageant world?
I would for fun. I love it. So the little girl that I used, like she was my first ever like girl that I nannied in Florida when I was living in Florida, and I got her into pageants, and her mom hates me and loves me for it because like they're so invested. Like they showed up to the national pageant that we were just at because they have a junior system for this one as well, so but it's like a serious one too, so like I would say totally recommend for juniors. But
you have to start working on an environmental cause with Ryder now.
Stop trying to groom my child. I mean, because you have an environmental cause.
I do. It's Project Breathe, and it's about educating people on, like, simple ways they can kind of lower the negative effects of air pollution. And there's so many simple things that you can do, like having a plant in your house can really help with the leveling out the air pollution.
I thought it was really cool because I was looking at that Instagram and it was so cool just like you helping and cleaning just like out and saying like it helps even when like the homeless and all that stuff, like just helping cleaning. And when you were giving out bags, everything was
sustainable. So that was my Think Local, Act Global project. Okay. And so basically I wanted to kind of tackle like air pollution but also homelessness because I was like, wow, LA has a lot of problems. And those are some of the bigger ones. And so what I decided to do was look up a lot of biodegradable and sustainable alternatives to homeless people's needs, like toothbrushes.
I'm excited inside.
It's really, really cool to see because even the bags you gave to the homeless, you're like, everything that I've given to the homeless, even if it's gonna be left on the street, it's gonna be
biodegradable. Which is important because, like, a lot of the times, like, when and it sucks because, like, homelessness is such a big problem, but it's like when, you know, the encampments are left behind or trash is left behind, like, all of that is gonna be, you know, it's gonna contribute to air pollution. Like, it's gonna end up in a landfill in the wrong area or the wrong, because it's not stored properly, it's not put in the trash properly, and so all of those fumes are being burned and then it's getting into our air, and then it's just even a bigger amount of trash. So then having something that's biodegradable that doesn't even need to go in the trash incineration at all is like so helpful. So hopefully that. I mean, it's so small. Like, it seems so small, but, like, it still is. It makes a difference. Yeah. And that's what I always tell people. Like, it doesn't matter how small, like, your impact is. Like, it matters. It still matters.
It does still matter.
Because other people see it, and you know what? They might decide to, like, hey, like, I'm going to get on that. Yeah. I'm going to buy some biodegradable stuff,
yeah,
too.
Ryder definitely told me yesterday that we are not good people because we don't recycle. And she was sitting there with this paper that she just took these scissors and cut into a million pieces. And I want to say, I'm not the good person. Like,
you just made the biggest mess. And now you're coming at me that we don't have a recycle bin.
And I was so embarrassed because our house was at the moment getting cleaned. And it's like a full team that comes in. It's like five people. And at that, and I want to say, why is everybody downstairs looking at me? It was like everybody for some reason was like in the downstairs area. And Ryder's holding these scissors. There's paper everywhere. And she's like, Mom, we don't have a recycle bin. What kind of people are we? And I'm just like,
You shouldn't feel bad, though. You shouldn't feel bad because a lot of people don't recycle right at all. Like, a lot of the times you put your stuff in the recycle and it's not. So, like, it's, you see this cup that I have? It has, like, the little recycle symbol on it. Mm-hmm. And it says a number inside. It says 5.
Yeah, mine says 5.
And yours says 5. Okay, so your shampoo bottle is a 3. And then something else could be a 2. All of those go.
I'm like, what is a 5, a 3, or a 2?
Right. What do these mean?
It means that there's a special way they're supposed to be recycled that you should look up for your area and figure out, like, what day to recycle it on, how to recycle it properly. So it doesn't, like, you throw this cup in the recycle, you're like, oh, I'm a good person. But someone
you're not.
You're not.
Someone
like,
has to sort through it.
But you're not. You didn't recycle correctly. Should I be putting, like, the 5s together in a bag and the 3s
and that's
together?
What I'm saying. It's so complicated because they have to, like, sort through it at, like, the recycling.
Oh, my God.
I might not be meant to recycle.
They usually don't, so it's really difficult.
Because even when they have the 3 trash cans with, like, compost, recycle, and trash,
land.
I'm always like,
huh?
Which one do I
look at the pictures.
I don't want to mess up, so I'm like, okay, it's trash.
That's what I do, because I'm always like, well,
I get so confused. At Chipotle, they have that too. They're like landfill, like compost, and I'm like, but this is foil. Like, what am I going to do?
I look at other people.
It has oil and has food in it, so it's trash.
Yeah, and also, like, you can't have any liquids or, like, food. I mean, people know that mostly, I feel like, but some people just, like,
I don't think they do. I don't think they do.
See, people don't read. The older I get, the more I realize people don't read. They don't read. Mm-mm. Even if you know how to read, people just don't read, like, basic instructions. And they'll go to the internet to ask the question. I'm like, first of all, that's a question that you would like to keep between you and God. Mm-hmm. And second of all, you obviously bought the product. It comes with instructions. Like, you should have taken 3 seconds to read it versus, like, tell me something that I didn't need to know you did not know how to do for yourself.
I love going to the internet with my dumb questions. Help me. Somebody tell me what I did wrong.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
I asked the internet some questions to ask you, and I actually liked a few. Sometimes I ask them to ask guests, and then I'm like, what? Why would we ask that person that? But I did like a few of them that somebody blamed the shooter, as in like a photographer.
Oh, okay. I was like, huh.
Yeah. I looked at their page, and I was like, this name is just... They asked, what is one fact that too many people don't know about you?
Oh my gosh. What is one fact that too many people don't know about me? Oh, that I was homeschooled. That's always a fact that people are like, you're homeschooled, but you're not like weird. That's so bad to say, like, that there's that like stigma around homeschooled people. So I'm breaking barriers for homeschooled kids everywhere.
Like your whole kinder schooling
to literally 12?
Previous to pageant life.
Yeah, so I was homeschooled when I was younger, obviously, and then I was homeschooled. I was in school for a very short period of time from like second grade to fifth grade, and then after that, like all of middle school, all of high school, homeschooled. So then my first experience, like going to college, I hadn't been in a classroom like in so long. And then on top of that, I was studying like science. So I was like, oh, this is a lot. Like, I'm super, super.
But then you were hella smart and you killed it.
Eventually. I eventually but I had to like learn how to study and learn how to like train my brain to figure it out.
So crazy.
So we did this program called Abeka Christian Academy. It's like this private homeschooling company or thing or whatever. It's for like missionary kids too that like are all around the world with their parents and they need like a structured education. So it's kind of like Zoom school is how I explain it now, that that's a more common term, which is super weird to say. But you basically sit in on your laptop and it's a recorded video of someone in a classroom. Like you're watching all their questions and then writing answers down, and you do it along with them, and you have all the workbooks and stuff, and then you just send it in to like this grading people, like in this manila package, like confidential, blah, blah, blah. And then they grade it for you and like insert all your grades and give you transcripts and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really so now that you've gone through homeschool and you've gone through college, so like regular school, have you ever thought about when you'd ever, if you have kids or when you're going to have kids, what you would want to do with them?
Yeah, but no. So so I really want them to go to school, but it's just so hard because like school seems so scary today. Like I would not want to send my kids to like school. Like I honestly, yeah, I don't want my kids to ever have a phone. I just like, I'm so scared to like do those things. So like part of me wants to like shelter them a little bit, but I know that that's not healthy. So like, there's like
with
that
the balance.
Balance. There's a balance. Yeah. And so I think like, for me, like, I really want my kids to have, like, a really good education. Like, that's super important. So I think, like I would prefer, like, if I have the money, hopefully, as a doctor one day, I'll be able to send them to, like, a private school, which I think would be really helpful. But private school kids are crazy, too.
Hey,
I'm a private school kid.
I'm not like, hey, what are you saying?
I went to private school before, like, when I was in, and then I went to private college, too. But, like, so I know, like, y'all, we're crazy, okay?
We're crazy.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe a mixture of both. I think definitely I want to take some time, like, to take off, like, when they're younger to, like, meet and impart my knowledge on them because that's so, like, that's such a, like, super important time of their lives. And I don't want some random person, like,
putting
bad ideas into my kid's head, like, at one.
They asked one more question that I liked.
What you got over here? Is
what is one thing that you would tell 5-year-old Jaira?
Oh, my gosh.
Aww. I thought that was so good.
I know, that is so good,
right? I started thinking about 5-year-old me. I'm like, what would I tell me?
I don't even remember what I was doing at 5, being a mess, probably.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Or what about 14-year-old you?
14-year-old
Jaira. That's when all of this started.
Oh, my gosh. I would probably say to her, like, oh, this is, like, so sad.
I don't know why. I just felt like...
It has to be sad. I would say to 14-year-old me, turn the f*** up. No, not turn the f*** up.
Honestly, I would say like
14.
Turn up, girl, do something. I would tell her like, don't worry about what everyone else thinks. Like, yeah. just do you. Enjoy your life because I'm where you want to be right now, and it's worked out. Also, don't grow up too fast because yeah. I feel like I was always like, oh, I'm 14 now, but. Oh, until when I'm 15 and when I'm 16. Like, mm-hmm. enjoy the moment. Yeah. Stop and slow down. I would have, like, told her not to build, like, some of those bad habits of, like, rushing and being a people pleaser. Like, do you. Like, yes. do what you want to do. Mm. It's okay to say no sometimes. Like, there's always someone else that can do that same job for you. Like, don't worry. And just to, yeah, like, don't be friends with that one girl. And that's it.
I love
that's what I tell her.
Can you tell us more about Stay Gorgeous Girls?
Yes. Yes. So Stay Gorgeous Girls, I touched on it yeah. a little bit when we talked about like what the message I wanted to share mm-hmm. when I was traveling with the national pageant. And so it's a nonprofit that I started in 2015. Okay. And I started it because, again, like I realized that there were so many girls that didn't have self-confidence even at 14, even younger. Mm-hmm. Like I knew what it meant to be like a pretty girl with like a good personality and like mm-hmm. all these things that you think are so important. And so I was super insecure, like really, really insecure because I had not great friends. And like when I was, before I became homeschooled, I was kind of bullied, and then I became a bully, aww. Too, because I thought that's what I needed to do to, like, mm-hmm. fit in with those girls.
To right. survive.
No, yeah. literally. And crazy. So it kind of, like, crushed my self-confidence in the sense is a weird way, because it's, like, I felt like a mean girl. I felt, like, mm-hmm. not a nice person. I felt, like, really insecure that I didn't have the ability to make quality friends. And I was like, well, why can't I make quality friends? Oh, because you're right. not a quality person. Mm-hmm. And so that was really difficult for me to kind of deal with, and, like, through just working with my grandmother, and like we would sit on the phone and kind of have like these meetings where we would talk about what are your core values, like what's important to you, like what kind of person do you want to be. And it's like, I want to be consistent, I want to be determined, I want to be genuine, and I want to be confident. Like that's so important. And so when I was able to like pour myself into activities and hobbies that helped build my confidence, or you know, have those moments with my family and make friends that encouraged me and finally find like my footing, I was like, hey, I need to like share this with other people because this is so important. And I started Stay Gorgeous Girls, and I wanted to share that message to everyone. And so I was able to get it with my family and my mom. Like, there's so many people that help with this organization. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not me. Like, I do not do it by myself. But basically, we have these events that we've held in Florida a lot, where the girls come to the events. And we have lots of sponsors now. Like, it's grown so much.
That's awesome.
Where we're able to have them come and go to breakout classes about different mm-hmm. things. So it's about the whole self. So you have, you know, a fitness class where you learn to, like, you know, workouts you can do that are fun. Like dancing classes, because like as a kid no one likes to work out, but it's super important to like be active, like yeah, encourage right. kids to do those things. We have a nutritionist, like a dietitian come, she talks about healthy eating. We have like a therapist come, she talks about mental health or how to make mm-hmm. friends. We even have the people come mm-hmm. to talk about uncomfortable things, like why is my body changing weird, like what's going on, right. like mm-hmm. and we have people to kind of touch on all these areas, like how to make good friends, like what to do in situations like that. So the girls can pick what classes they want to go to, and obviously some of them are separated by age, because like we're not gonna have like a 7-year-old in a class about like puberty, like right. that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But to be honest, nowadays the 7-year-olds are going through puberty.
It's the milk.
It's crazy.
No, it's the milk. I swear, it's crazy. It is insane. Like kids are growing up like so yes. quickly. I was like, why are you so cute at like 12 years old? Like you looked like how I looked right. when I was 20. Like I don't get it. Like I really don't get it. But so they're able to pick what classes they want to do, and then I kind of have like the auditorium and talk to the girls. After, and then once that's over, once they do the classes, we do the outside. Like you want to feel beautiful on the outside too. So mm-hmm. we have like, you have the students that are training for hair and makeup come, and they get their hair and makeup done. Love we have it. Sponsors that give out dresses. We have like thousands and thousands of prom dresses.
Do you guys do this in California? Is it only in Florida?
We're gonna try. We're gonna try and start, but it's so difficult in California. Okay. People are a little more closed off with like wanting to help you stuff. Like in Florida, people think Florida is crazy, but I swear to you, the quality of people in Florida, a lot of them are just like so giving and so sweet. And I know that that's here too, but there's so many people that are like trying to do so many things here that it's a lot. So
it's a little bit more saturated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's way more saturated. So it's like trying to find people to, like, kind of do that here has been more difficult, but we are working on it. I kind of, like, took a step away from, like, working so intensely with Stay Gorgeous Girls, and my mom, like, really did everything. My mom, my sister, my grandma, like, all the whole team.
Let's just give a shout out to your family.
No, literally, they're so amazing. Thank you, Mom. She's going to watch this later, and she's going to be like, you better tell them that I help you.
No. It's me.
No, no, it's literally my mom, because there was a time where I was super overwhelmed, and I was like, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't think I could do it. Like, I'm so busy with school. Like, I don't think I can do it. My mom was like, well, fine, blah, blah, blah. My grandma was like, well, no, like, don't do that. Like, you need, my grandma's like the voice of reason always. She's like, you need to, like, just figure out your priorities and blah, blah, blah. And so I took a step back, and they were able to, like, take it over, like, while I was not, like, you know, in the capacity to, like,
your mom, your mental was in there.
Yeah, and so now I'm trying to, like, get back into, like, more of a busy, like, a busy role within it, because I have way more free time now, just waiting to hear back from medical schools and stuff like that. So
I'm excited for medical school. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, what do you want to study within medicine? Or?
So I want to do either pediatric surgery or OBGYN, like, women's health. And
we need you. We need you.
Just have these chats. I'm giving you, like, a little pap smear.
I love that. What did you study at Biola?
Biological sciences with an emphasis in pre-medical studies. I don't know why it says that, but yeah, that's cool. What I studied. It's fun.
I love it.
That sounds
it was
good.
A lot. It was really fun. I miss it already. Like, I miss school. I miss studying. Like, for exams. I do.
I have a question, but it's back on pageant life.
Okay, love it.
I wrote it down and I forgot because it's on a whole other side of my phone, but. I'm trying to figure out how exactly to ask it, but being black, you're black. We're good with that?
Okay. Yes.
You're black. Making sure.
I think so.
I didn't want her to be like, actually, so. I'm white. You can't tell? No.
I'm half white, but still, but black. Yes. I'm black.
You look like black.
No, exactly.
So, being black and doing pageants, did you ever face adversity within the way you look?
Yeah. I mean... Really, no. I don't think that I've ever felt like that my race played into anything with pageants. Sometimes I have heard, though, like, oh, well, they pick, like, certain girls, like, based on diversity choices. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, because last year it was, like, all white girls. And now this year, like, they need to have, like, you know, like, people have those conversations. And I'm like, okay, but, like, it still is, like, the best girls. Like, whoever's the best girl, like, is the best girl. Right. Like, period. But so, and I never really, it never really played into anything else, though. Like, it was never an issue. Like, none of, like, I've never experienced discrimination within pageantry, which is really... actually nice. I think that a lot of women are, like, women supporting women in pageants a lot more now, no matter, like, what it is, like, what, you know, whatever your disability or your, you know, race, skin color, anything like that, like, religion, like, all of those things are kind of, like, you, like, leave it almost at the door when you come in, but, like, everyone celebrates it still, you know? Like, it's a weird kind of thing.
It doesn't separate you.
It doesn't separate you,
You guys are all here.
What about when
the
you went to Biola?
Oh, well.
Because Biola, I always heard.
It's a predominantly white school.
Yeah, because we went to, Shannon and I went to a Christian high school together growing up in Pasadena. Uh-huh. And a lot of, it's like a feeder school.
It's a feeder school. It's about either Biola or.
I know the other one. But Azusa Pacific.
Yeah, Azusa Pacific.
And our people from our school would go to Biola. But I would always hear from people at Biola who basically told me, like, you don't want to go there because...
Yeah. I mean, so this is actually difficult. This is an interesting topic because I was the president of the Black Student Union at Biola when I was there. And it was, like, non-existent, basically, before. Mm-hmm. There was, like, people that kind of started it, but we were all, like, we were all black on campus. Like, all the black students, like, we weren't all black, but I'm saying, like, all the black students on campus were kind of, like...
Yeah,
I see,
like,
you.
Yeah, but, like, and it was weird, and I was like, why aren't we, like, together? Like, why aren't we, like...
Oh, you were like, why aren't, scattered.
Yeah, like, we were scattered, but, like, it we acknowledged it, but, like, I was getting so used to just fully sitting in a classroom, like, not seeing anyone else that looked like me. I was like, okay, like,
Yeah,
I'm
definitely the only black,
especially within science major. Yeah. Like, there was three girls. It was like your professor could be talking about like my friend Sabrina, Alisa, or me, and like that was it. There was like three black girls that are like in the science field that were like at the time in my class, and so that was interesting. There was some weird stuff that happened with like when we had Black History Month. We put up like these posters of like influential black people and like quotes by them and like why we liked them, whatever. And someone like defaced one of them and like wrote some like terrible things on it.
At a Christian school.
I mean, and that's a thing. Like,
that's very, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you never know. I mean, overall, I will say, like, disclaimer, I love Biola. I love the school. I love like the people there, the connections I've made, like everything. Like, I met my boyfriend there, my best friends there. Like,
it's you had a good experience.
I had a great experience, but I do acknowledge that like there were a lot of things with diversity and like a lot that they need to like work on to like better themselves, which was amazing that I was able to kind of like help with some of that. Like the president of the school, after that incident happened, sat down with us, and like the president of like diversity or whatever the department's called, like they sat down with the whole Black Student Union and kind of were like, what should we kind of, how should we adjust in the future to like not let this happen, or like what can we integrate more to like make it a more comfortable like space or whatever? Because I think what it is like people just get so uncomfortable talking about race, especially with a school full of white people. Like they just don't know. Right. They're like, oh, like the like what
the
do I say? Like
not always like, there.
Like like oh, and I'm like, oh, like even when you ask like my white friend sometimes, like, okay, like what does she look like? And they're like, oh, well, she's curly hair, and I'm like,
she's very tan.
She's like a little darker, but like I'm like, so she's black. They're like, oh, well, I wasn't gonna say that, but I'm like, just say this.
Yeah. It's crazy how it could be such an elephant in the room at times, where it's like, I'm like, it's just so say what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
just normalize it. And I think that's what my role was. Like, that's why I invited a lot of white people to our BSA events, because I was like, you need to come here. You need to learn about the culture, appreciate it, enjoy it. Like, feel comfortable asking weird questions. Like, you can ask uncomfortable questions in this space, like, and learn about it and understand. And so that's kind of like what our goal was to do, to kind of not make it so awkward, right? And like to learn. And I appreciated the people that came to like that were curious, and like I like helped them break out of that uncomfortable shell to ask about it.
Talk to me. I think the biggest thing is that sometimes people do feel uncomfortable to ask some of the uncomfortable questions. But I feel like we receive it better when it's just asked.
Rather like, just than, talk
like,
to me.
Someone who's just, like, trying not to look at you, and it's like, just look at me. Just, like, say what you have to say. I'm not going to be offended if you just, if we can have a conversation.
I agree. I feel that. I feel that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
I really, really want to make this non-judgment form, and like little conversations or moments like this just like
remind me, where it's like it's a place to have an open conversation. You can ask a question to anyone, any race, creed, religion, heritage, whatever. Yeah. And it's not from an offensive standpoint, but just like pure, like trying to understand. Because I was the only black girl in my class, 4th through 12th grade. And for a lot of people, I was the only person of color that, like, not the only, but within our school or outside of school, they don't have these interactions. They're at the country club. They're doing sports with their other thing. They're, you know, this. There weren't always black women or girls in these environments. So it's, you have to, I like that you said you would invite them as well.
Right.
Because we have to also, like, it's a two-way street. Like, the bridge has to go both ways where it's like, okay, you may not understand, you may not interact with people like me, but, like, let me give you the opportunity and let me invite you to, like, come into our space and learn.
No, like, you go.
Both ways where it's like, I know black people have a hard time speaking to white people because they're just like, I haven't been around white people. And, like, I'm like, what do you mean you haven't been around white people? Like, where are you from? Yeah. I'm like, where are the black people at? And they're like, I went to a school and there'd be maybe be, like, 4 white people in my school. And I'm like, okay. So it goes both ways. So it's... You have to sometimes come out of yourself or your zone or what other people tell you and be like, oh, don't tell them or don't answer or they're still being racist. It doesn't matter. Like,
that's so
true. You still have to, you can make that moment something, you can make that moment different than, you know, what others want to tell your thing. So kudos to you.
I like that you said, though, about like, it's everyone's different experiences because, like, at Biola, we talked to a girl that was like, well, this is the most diversity I've ever been around. And I was like, girl, what do you mean? This school is, like, 90% white. And she's like, no, but this is the most diversity I've been around. And I'm like, you have to realize, like, you have to give people grace. Like, they don't really know sometimes about those things. So, like, taking back and not automatically assuming that someone's trying to, like, offend you. Like, people walk around, like, waiting to be offended by something, feel like. And it's really just, like, it shouldn't be like that. Like, you need to give other people grace and, like, acknowledge their curiosity and, like, answer their questions in a loving way because then that's going to set such a good example for, like, the future when they meet another person. Like, that experience is going to be in the back of their head, too. So,
It doesn't hurt to be nice to somebody.
No, for sure.
So the way that we end our podcast every week is that you can either share advice of, like, any topic in the world, or you can share your WTF moment of your week.
Okay.
You don't have to go first. Someone else can go first.
That's okay, not me, someone else.
That's not me. I didn't think about mine either.
I didn't know, so I don't know. I need to think of something.
You can think about it. You can go last.
Spot.
You have one?
It's a little piece of advice to myself that I've been trying to, like, follow.
Okay.
Just bringing more balance in between, like, parenting and, like, me time. Since I came back home. So I was living in D.C. last year, and then I came back home abruptly, and I just, my life from then was, like, I gotta flip my around and, like, get all my stuff together.
Yeah.
So now I feel like I'm finally at a place. I'm almost at my 1 year mark. And I'm like, okay, I can now start to do for me more because, you know, certain things that I needed to either reconfigure or figure out or get in place or what am I doing are now there. So now, just balancing. So, within that, my advice is to just, make sure that you make time for yourself as a parent. The other day I was looking at my skin and I wanted to cry in the mirror because I usually, like, was so on my skincare routine. And the last, like, 2 months, I feel like I've been neglecting myself.
Your skin looks so good. So, glowing. Like, it's literally, like, perfect.
No. And that's the other thing. This is when I have to, like,
no.
Like, okay.
I have, like, blemish. No.
I think your skin looks good.
Right. No, but it's not the way how it looks, but it's like how I feel.
I know exactly what you mean.
Where it's like, okay, it may still look okay to other people, but it's just like the time that I'm taking to actually physically pour into myself. So thank you, God, for allowing me to pour into myself more. And just, to all the other parents, non-parents, just people in general, make sure that you take time to pour into yourself. So,
I like that. I have a WTF. This is very short. My WTF is my son's going to be 8 in a couple weeks. And it's blowing my mind. He's just getting older. And it's just wild to me that I have an 8-year-old.
What are you going
to
do? What does he want
to
do?
He wants to throw a huge birthday party. He wants all these things. He literally cried the other night because we're going to Utah like a couple weeks after his birthday. So love that's it. Basically his birthday present.
Mm-hmm. What's going on in Utah? Utah's beautiful.
No, we're going to a hockey tournament. So he's getting a whole bunch of new gear and all this stuff. Yeah. So
that's your birthday.
Yeah. And we can make that fun and happy or whatever. But he cried and he's like, everybody's having these amazing birthdays, Mom. So I'm doing my best to put a little thing for him, like to get him his Oreo ice cream cake he wants. Yum. And yeah. And happy birthday, we love you. But it's just...
He won't remember his birthday. And
he won't remember.
When he's an adult, he won't.
I want him to remember this birthday so I can go back to this episode and be like...
You remember that birthday? It blows my mind that he's turning 8 and... He keeps surprising me. Like this year, I feel like last year he was a little more closed off, still trying to figure out himself. But this year he keeps blowing my mind of who he's becoming, mm-hmm. Speaking up, telling me these things, expressing himself. So my journey with him has just been blowing my mind these last couple of months. And mm-hmm. it's just... It blows my mind. So
I love that.
That's my WTF.
That is a good one.
My little man.
I was really sitting here trying to think about some intellectual advice to give, but I don't have any.
I'm sure you do.
Last night I was laying in Ryder's bed trying to put her to sleep, and Ace came and got in the bed with us because he didn't want his dad to put him to sleep. And Ace has figured out that if he coughs hard enough...
Stop it.
He can vomit.
Oh, my gosh.
So...
I hate it.
At one point...
I hate it for you.
I was laying there, and I'm like, this little is doing it. I'm like, you're about to do it, aren't you? And he was like, and then he, sat up and was like...
Does he throw up on you?
Yes. So he threw up a little on me, but I caught it. I knew it was coming, so I caught it with my hand.
Was he laughing?
Such a mom. Yes, he was laughing. He does it because he thinks it's funny. He's realized, this is, in his head, this is funny.
No gagging, just literally,
he coughs so hard that he gets it to,
doing
it.
I'm about to throw up now. I feel it coming.
I'm in the bed. There's a little vomit on me.
It's dark.
There's full vomit in my hand, and I'm screaming at Zach. Zach! And he's like, what? And I'm like, help me! And then he's like, why are you yelling at me? All calm.
All men are so
just throw up in my hands! Why are you yelling? You didn't have to yell at me. You didn't have to yell at me. I didn't know, Cheyenne.
I'm screaming.
I'm trying to picture this. Were the lights on or off?
The lights were off. So
then, you just had that little hatch light glow.
Yes, I had the hatch light glow. So then he comes in and cleans me up, cleans up Ace and stuff. And then he's like, okay, Ace, you want to come with me? I'm like, if you don't take this,
snatch him up.
Take him and go. I just got puked on. Ace thought it was so funny. So we get it all cleaned up, whatever. We lay back down. And then I swear on everything. It's everyone was calm again. I was trying to breathe.
Yeah, I know. I was
and then I swear Ace was laying there and then was like, I got up and said, peace out. I'm out of here.
He said, throw up on Ryder on the bed.
I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
Was Ryder awake or asleep during this?
She was half asleep, half awake, but she just kept looking why is he doing
this? Little kids do the weirdest things.
Oh, I hate it. I hate that he has now realized that if he coughs hard enough, he can make himself
Who
throw up.
Who taught him that? How did I don't learn know that?
Parker never went through a I'm gagging myself phase. Boz had one.
I think so.
It's great.
He figured out if he
It's a great phase to pass.
I don't think I had that.
You don't need it.
I don't think I had that.
You don't need it.
I don't think I had that.
There's vomit in multiple tiles right now in my house Came this morning and said, who was sick last night? And I said, nobody. It's just Ace.
It's your buddy.
It's your friend.
Your buddy.
That is your friend.
Act right.
No, literally. All right, you can close this off.
Okay, I feel like I'll do advice because, like, that's the only... I can't... I mean, I spilled some cheese on the floor the other day. Like, that's not really, like...
Cheese?
Yeah, it was what a hot mess, cheese? Though.
Was it shredded?
Like, look at us.
Was it hot?
Meatballs.
Right.
No, I was making turkey meatballs, and, like, I put Parmesan cheese in them, and I was taking it out of the fridge. You know how people are lazy sometimes, and they don't put things in the fridge back right, so the lids are half on. So I pulled it out, like, swinging. Like, I'm fully rushing mode, and the cheese just went, like, Parmesan cheese. It was grated. So it was, like, all over the counter, all over me. All over the floor, and then, like, to top it all off, like, the wood in the floor has, like, divots in it,
crevices.
And best believe the cheese was, like, stuck to it, and then, you know, when you step on, like, cheese, like, it was, like, melting, like, it compressed, and I was trying to vacuum it up, it wasn't working, like, the dogs were trying to, like, eat it, and I was
gonna,
like,
say, is there a pet in the house?
No, yeah, and this was at work, so.
Oh, this is at the place that you nanny at?
Oh, I'm done.
She's like, yeah.
You're like, oh, I forget to put the cheese back in the fridge, right?
That was
But my piece of advice, like, actually, is to just, like, enjoy the moment in my life right now where I don't have school, I don't have, like, any pressing obligations to, like, slow down. And, like, enjoy being able to spend time with my friends, like, being able to do the things that I love and not, like, rushing. I feel like I'm a very, like, rush person. But also, like, only within that, like, only saying yes to the things that I really want to do. Because I realize right now, like, time is going by so fast. And life is, like, just so short, really. Like, it is. Like, in my lifespan, I feel like it's just shortening by, like, each semester of school that I do. And so, like, I need to just be able to slow down, enjoy, and say yes to the things that I want to do only, you know? And not in a selfish way. Like, just, like, in a prioritizing, like, the things that I enjoy. Because I'm going to be able to look back on those moments, like, when I'm dying in school in next semester, next fall, that, like, okay, these are the moments that, like, you lived for. Like, these are the moments that, like, were exciting and important. So, like, to do that. So that's my advice.
I like that.
So
I
people like that. Do that, too.
Yeah. So you guys do that.
That was good.
I think you're at a great age to enjoy what life has to give you. And it kind of seems from the pageant life, I know it's, like, enjoyable and it's pageant, but it's also been, like, a job.
No,
like a full-time job that has affected you, your family, like, so I pray that you enjoy this free time.
Thank you.
I pray that you get into the medical school that you would like.
Yeah.
And then hopefully one day we'll either be bringing your kids to you or opening the plate.
I'm so
sorry.
I'll be like, oh, should I just see you again?
I'm just gonna stick something right here. It's gonna be really quick.
Either way, you have a great personality, you come across very warm and enduring.
Thank you
so it's
much.
Like whichever field you decide to branch off into, they will be very blessed and fortunate to have you in it.
Thank
so
you. I appreciate that.
Where That's can everybody exciting. Find you at? Like are you on Instagram?
You said at home.
You're like, I don't know if I want them to find me.
Go to the gym after this. Like, I don't know. Oh, and social media.
Great. Yes.
My Instagram handle is Jira Gary. It's just JIRAHGERRY. And then my pageant is Miss Earth USA Water.
And then Stay Gorgeous, is there?
Stay Gorgeous Girls is literally just at Stay Gorgeous Girls. Right. I think Florida or Stay Gorgeous Girl. I think it's honestly, I think we got our own tag. I think it's just Stay Gorgeous Girls.
Oh, right, great.
That's awesome.
And you guys can find us on Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. And you can download our podcast on any podcast platform. And you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And as always, guys, have a beautiful week. And do not forget to tell your crew
about our crew.
We should have had you sing it, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. And we got to tell everybody.
Not sing you. You should have sang the ending.
Not only that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.